Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The movie you won't live to see. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 2015, I, John Malkovich, shot a film which will be held for 100 years. The time required to create Louis XIII. Imagine the future.
You're late.
You miss me that much? Thrilling.
Hey. What are you doing here?
There's a movie coming out with John Malkovich, directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Whoa.
And you can see it. In 100 years.
Why?
Actually, a little bit less than 100 years, actually. It's actually, now we're down to 95 years, but the 95-year movie isn't as catchy as the 100-year movie.
That's true. 100-year war, 100-year movie.
That's only
Centennial
two.
Centennial man. Well, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Fair. We covered it.
That is frustrating to me and annoying. Why?
So this is a pretty, I mean, I love marketing stunts. Mm-hmm. And I love I love things that are limited and secretive, like the Wu-Tang Clan's album. There are going to be two copies of, and Martin Scorsese had one copy of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, locked in a vault. And
yeah, that stuff is great.
It's that kind of...
If it's like a mental escape room for me, I'm into it. If it's a puzzle within a puzzle within a... You have to follow this thing to get to this one limited thing. And if you don't get it,
you're
sorry.
In.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into this movie called The 100 Years. And I was like, this is pretty cool. It's like a pretty cool, like, you know, it's very intriguing. Obviously, the interest is kind of built in. And why pick 100 years? Nice round number. 100% is great.
Yeah.
Got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Well, that's how long it takes to make a bottle of Louis the 13th cognac, which is who they're partnered with.
Oh, okay. I like it. I'm more on board now. It feels like you're less on board and I'm more on board.
I think that's it. I think it will affect the actual movie part itself, though, I think is what I'm saying. I think it's more a...
It's like a commercial?
It's billed as a movie.
Okay.
And there are... three teaser trailers for it.
Ooh.
But they have nothing to do with the movie, they say. And it's set in the future. Science fiction.
Love it.
There's only, I mean, as far as people know, the cast is pretty minimal that they're saying. And it seems like it's going to be a short film from what I'm gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It's got John Malkovich. He plays the male protagonist.
Love it.
Shuya Chang plays the female protagonist.
Love that.
And Marco Zaror as the antagonist.
Antagonism.
And Jamie Kennedy as roommate.
Weird cousin.
I would love to be. I'd love to be the weird roommate.
Yeah, I know. It's not, I'd kill
that's not a slight against Jamie Kennedy. That's
would
like
killed. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A very cool.
Exactly. If my net worth were even half of Jamie Kennedy's, woof.
I want to
talk about today's sponsor, Best Fiends. As you know, we love true crime, we love haunted history, we love offbeat history, esoteric history, all that stuff. But every once in a while, we need a break to bring you the best episodes that we can bring you. That's why when I need to really take a step back, I play Best Fiends. It is, I'm not a gamer, I'm not someone who gets very immersed in the gaming world. It's a really, really, really fun way to just unplug, relax. For me, again, a very casual gamer. I'm on level 138 and I really, really enjoy it. It is something that is free to download. It's made me feel very calm and it's made for adults too. Best Fiends also is really fun because it updates all the time with new levels, new different features. I am not even as deep as some people are. I know that I will get there, but I always find it very exciting to be like, oh, this is new. Oh, here's something else here. So again, as I use it to take a little break, there's always new things to be played and enjoyed on Best Fiends.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
People don't like to be told no. People don't like to be told, oh no, there's only a limited amount, or inclusivity and exclusivity. So
yeah, I mean, it's very sexy though. It's like, you know, the commercials that like George Clooney is in Japan, you know, like it feels like it's a part of that elevated marketing culture where it's like, oh, it's got celebrities, you're not going to see them, and we're going to put it out in the time it takes to mature cognac. Oh my God.
I think it's made and it's done, and it is in a locked, time-coded
vault. Of course it is. A sexy, shiny vault that someone polishes. There's like 4 security guards that patrol it.
Ugh. Try to shoot it. Good luck. It's bulletproof. It has a kind of science fiction theme and limited information based on interviews. And it is not set to open until November 18th, 2115.
2115. My grandchildren. My children. And grandchildren. They're gonna be alcoholics. They're gonna love cognac. I raise them to be Malkovich fans, okay? They're gonna love sci-fi.
According to People magazine, John Malkovich said, when this idea was proposed to me, I thought it was very clever and a fascinating concept to do something, which certainly I will never see, he says, but I like that. The truth is, if you act in a play, you never see it. I've certainly acted in a lot of movies I've never seen, and a number of them I wouldn't particularly be tempted to. Wow.
Oh, sexy.
I understand, like, not like wanting to see yourself.
That's so cool.
But when you're kind of like, I love seeing myself, but I was like, this movie looks bad. Did love the paycheck, though, but he does. I just watched the first episode of Space Force.
Oh, I've not seen that. No good.
I'm shaking my head.
No good.
Very disappointed. No good.
All right. All right.
But it could get better. Sometimes I see, you know, you see a pilot episode of something and it's just kind of like, but then you're like, oh, you know, you got to give it a chance. So that might be the case.
You got to give it 3 seasons like The Wire. All right, settle in.
So basically these 3 teasers, there was like a little bit of like kind of like science fiction that's sort of just basically a lot of CGI. And then you see
like
the cognac.
Sexy science fiction where it's like everyone's in like gold-plated outfits and has like great eye makeup.
Yeah, it's kind of like that like tight
it's like Euphoria
Tron.
But in a in the future.
And mostly it's showcasing the cognac and safe.
I love this. I'm really on board with this.
Well, unless you're one of 1,000 guests from around the world, including John Malkovich and Robert Rodriguez, they receive a pair of invitation tickets to the November 2115 premiere, which they can hand down to their descendants and heirs. You can pass it down. Obviously, you're going to have to. And same with the other 1,000 guests. Imagine that's even worse. It's kind of like, oh, you're invited. You'll never go.
Yeah. But all of this is just garnering value and cachet, and it's in such a creative way, which I so admire. I mean, can you imagine getting that pass? And you're like, I guess I just have to like put this in my like a security box?
I guess I'll put it the top where my underwear goes.
Use it as a bookmark and forget about it.
You won't know if it was like, oh, that never happened. We just were trying to sell you cognac this whole time.
Yeah, but like trusting that it did happen and like the actors were there and, you know, obviously in the production, you're
Yeah,
like,
Robert
oh,
Rodriguez is very respected and he's, you know, director.
I mean, just like every part about this is like kind of an experimental performance art piece.
But who will leak
it?
Which I don't want people to because that takes away from the excitement of it.
One of the security guards guarding the bulletproof vault is going to get drunk one night and seduced by somebody, and they're going to get in there and they're going to take that movie and they're going to show the world, and then it'll be even cooler, and then she'll go missing.
You know who is doing security? It's Jamie Kennedy. Yeah, he's listen, it's a great job. Listen, I'll trade.
Pay that mortgage, baby.
Yeah. The safe itself and where the film is kept was showcased at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival. So it exists. Okay. You know, it's a real thing. And you're like, wish there was a song to go along with it.
Oh, my God.
It's not directly tied into the movie, but there's a song called 100 Years by Pharrell Williams.
Of course, Pharrell does the song. This is a giant ad. See, some Target's going to try to do this, and they're going to be like, we're going to do something that's going to – we're going to have a line of T-shirts that's going to be released in 20 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, Lady Gaga's going to wear one in 20 years. It's in a treehouse.
And that doesn't come out until 2117.
Okay.
So you gotta wait 2 more years for that song.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be really dead by then.